fucking go. We are back. It is Barry Rose with the captain, Nick Massey, once again coming to you with the Glory Days Grapple Concast. And Nick, as I'm looking at the date, we're not so far away anymore, are we, sir?
Time is getting nearer. It feels like just the other day we were talking about putting tickets on sale, finalizing the venue, and now we are only 2 weeks away, more or less, to Glory Days GrappleCon at the Rosen Center. And speaking of the Rosen Center, Barry, you had a visit to the Rosen Center a little earlier today, didn't you?
I did. So I made the trip down to Orlando, and I guess it's a lateral trip. It isn't really down. It's just kind of straight across. But coming over from the Tampa region, and I went to the Rosen Center. And if this is the first time you've ever tuned in to the Glory Days Grapple Concast, this is a podcast strictly devoted to our upcoming event, the Glory Days Grapple Con, taking place April the 20th at the beautiful Rosen Center Hotel on world-famous International Drive in the magic city of Orlando. We literally are about 2 weeks away at this point. But yes, Nick, I made the trip over, and I got to say, it was, you're a father, I'm a father. I know many, many of our listeners. I know our producer, Ray, has got about 30 kids, Ray Russell. but there was a moment today as I'm getting off of I-4, and I see the hotel. So I should say, look, I loved the hotel we were at in Lutz. It was a Residence Inn. I think it was 4 stories. But the hotel we're staying at, Nick, there's one word to describe it. I got goosebumps as I saw it. I felt like a proud father, which is where I was going with that. And it is a majestic hotel. It's got to be 20 floors is my guess, or close to it. It is, you know, just a beautiful, beautiful hotel. And I got to spend about an hour in the hotel today. And when I left, I called you immediately. And I got to say, boy, we really made the right decision. We are going to be, and we should break this news, we're going to be in 2 different rooms at this point. One room is specifically going to be for our Q&A sessions, and we obviously have 3 of these Q&A interactive sessions planned, and the Fan Fest is going to take place in a completely different room. What I loved about the room, and they switched us, the room where the Fan Fest is taking place is now a larger room. It is a great setup. It's got its own private balcony that overlooks the pool, just gorgeous, close to the bathrooms, easy proximity to get to. I couldn't have been any happier today. Didn't have a chance to eat in the restaurants, but I had a chance to stop and visit the restaurants. 7 restaurants, Nick. And I got to say, if we congregate at the bar at night, which I'm assuming we will, we can order from these other restaurants. So whether we want some sushi for one restaurant, or maybe the tapas and Mexican from one of their other properties, their other restaurants, we can have this all delivered to the bar. They are super friendly. They are super accommodating. And the best part is the agent that we're dealing with in the hotel looked at me today, and she touched my arm, which I loved, by the way, and she said, we want to make sure that we're going to do everything right for your event. How much do you love hearing those words?
Shout out to Itzhak, who's been an amazing help over these last few weeks, especially because a lot of people don't know what goes on. And you know what? You guys are better off for it. What goes on Absolutely. Behind the scenes yes. in terms of giving you guys that memorable experience. And it's a lot of hard work on our end, but it's for the greater good. And we're only 2 weeks away from that greater good. Like Barry said, we're now nearly 3/4 of the way sold out to our VIP tickets, which is the deal of the day, the piece de resistance, where for only $199, not only are you getting the kickoff Q&A with Ron Simmons, not only are you getting one of the premier events of the day, the Heroes of the Sportatorium panel, featuring One Man Gang, Missy Hyatt, Al Perez, Jack Victory, Brian Diaz, and hosted by Mark Lorenz. Not only are you getting the shot of Jack.
Wait a minute. Wait. We have breaking news with that. I think you left one name out that joined us this past week.
I did. Who is that, Barry?
And that was our guest actually on the last Glory Days GrappleCon. Bobby Fulton will now be a part of that. So you have got 6 talents that worked world class, moderated by the guy that was doing the television for 20 plus years, Mark Lorenz. You will not get this anywhere else.
Not only that, the nighttime event with Jack Victor, you're getting early admission to the convention. This way, you don't want to have to worry about waiting on lines. You're going to go right from the Q&A with Ron Simmons into that separate room where the convention is going to be held. You won't have to wait until 12 o'clock. And you're also getting two autographs and a photograph of One Man Gang, Ron Simmons, Brian Adias, Al Perez, Jack Victory, Missy Hyatt, and I think a guest that we may have some fun with a little bit later today, Barrett. Who's that seventh guest that we have on our super ticket?
That would be somebody that we know as Mad Maxine. She will be joining us momentarily. And I got to say, it's Maxine. She worked the first ever convention that I did. She's only made one other FanFest appearance. That was at my show. So this will only be her second appearance ever. Talk about a rare guest. This is about as rare as you can get. But she had so much fun at the first FanFest that when I reached out to her to do this one, she jumped at it. And let me tell you some of the stuff that she did at the first show. She, you know, if you remember during her wrestling days, she had a massive mohawk. She does not currently wear a mohawk, but she had a faux hawk. So she still had a faux hawk. She had a pair of boots that probably added an additional 5 or 6 inches to her height, realizing she's taller than the rest of us to begin with. So she was really like imposing, but she had the best time. And the one thing that I remembered about her, which I told her when we were negotiating for her to be at this show, Nick, the one thing I said was, I think you had as much fun that day as any fan that came through. And she really did. This was somebody that was in wrestling for a few years and then had been completely removed for 30 plus years from the business. She had nothing to do with it. So she had the best time. She was super excited. And she posted something in our Facebook group the other day, Nick, where she basically said that she has a life-size cardboard cutout now of herself. So I am super, super excited to see her once again, Nick.
I've never met Mad / Lady Maxine because I wasn't able to make that first fan fest in Lutz, but I know that she is, she's almost an enigma of sorts. She worked a lot of territories in 1985 and 1986, including she was in the middle of what was going to be a big run for the WWF. And then she stepped away from the business. So I'm curious when we talk to her later, you know, kind of hear maybe why she did that. I know she's got a book, which will probably tell the full story on what's going on. But I know a lot of people are excited to see her for her second ever convention appearance. She's our seventh guest on that super ticket in Orlando on April 20th. Head on over to Eventbrite. Make sure you get one of those last tickets, VIP tickets. We, of course, have general admission, silver package, gold package, but the VIP tickets are running low. Head on over to Eventbrite now, guys. You won't regret it.
Yeah, too. And you know, you can check us out if you're on Facebook, you can go to the Captain's Corner Facebook page. You can go to our event Facebook page, which is the Glory Days GrappleCon Facebook page. You can also check me out, Breaking Kayfabe with Bowdrin and Barry. You'll find ticket links in there. Or you can cut all this out, go directly to Eventbrite, type in Glory Days GrappleCon. That is Glory Days GrappleCon with an exclamation point. But yeah, you want to get your tickets. And I was talking to Mad Maxine off air about an hour ago, and she says, how are ticket sales going? And I said, I got to tell you, the last week has just been out of control, and we really have just sold a lot. So the last thing I want is anybody who's listening, because I'm a fan and Nick is a fan. We started these types of events because we're fans. This was born out of frustration with other events. We don't want to see you get shut out. So I encourage you, go early, get your tickets now. That way you won't have to stand in line. You won't have to worry about buying tickets the day of. And there is a great chance we could be sold out. We don't want to lose anybody. So if you're listening to this, that means you're a diehard fan. Head over now to Eventbrite, purchase your ticket. And as Nick said, the VIP ticket is the way to go. And Nick, you did a breakdown and it was a cost analysis of how much it would cost to get a photo and an autograph with each of the talents, as well as the three events, which is, you know, starting off with the Q&A with Ron Simmons in the morning, which to me is going to be fantastic. Then we're going to pivot a little later after the photos and autographs and all of that part of the fan fested over. We'll pivot over and we'll be doing the Heroes of the Sportatorium, listing basically a 60 to 90 minute Q&A with six talents that worked world class and Mark Lorenz, making it seven total. And then we're going to cap off the night with Shot of Jack with Jack Victory. This has never been done. And I guarantee somebody else is going to wind up doing something like this at some point. But financially, being able to get, you've got seven talents that we just discussed. You'd get a photo and autograph with each of the talents. You're able to see all the Q&As that we're doing, the three different Q&As. You get VIP early access, all for $199. If we broke that down, and Nick, you did the math on this, so correct me if I'm wrong, but if we broke that down individually, we're talking somewhere in that $300 to $400 range?
Well, in that area, possibly north of that. Okay. You're looking at the fact that One Man Gang and Ron Simmons are going to be $60 combos by themselves. So that right there, if you're getting combos from both the One Man Gang and Ron Simmons, and you're getting any package other than one of the three top packages, you're already paying more than what you should, because now you're also getting two autographs from the One Man Gang and Ron Simmons. You're getting the photo. You're getting all the additional autographs and photos with the other five guests. But you're now getting not one, not two, but three events. They're going to be anywhere from 60 minutes to an hour and a half in terms of time. And you'll be able to ask questions. And the only way to be there live, this will not be streaming live anywhere. So if you want to hear everyone talk about the Sportatorium, the Von Erichs, if you want to hear Ron Simmons talk about breaking in with Hiro Matsuda, maybe his FSU playing days, being the first Black WCW World Heavyweight Champion, first Black World Heavyweight Champion. I'm sorry, Iceman King Parsons, but you're gonna want to get that VIP ticket, and you'll be able to ask those questions. You'll be able to hear those answers. So the VIP ticket is far and away the best value, just in terms of what you're getting. It's over double. It's less than half of what you'll be paying, essentially, with the value contained in that VIP ticket.
And we should say, too, with that VIP ticket, that is the only way to be able to see the Q&A with Ron Simmons and to be a part of that, and the Shot of Jack with Jack Victory,
Correct.
So if you do want to be at either of those events, the VIP ticket is your friend, and I can guarantee you will not be disappointed. We've had some great testimonials from people reaching out and encouraging others, buy the VIP ticket. It is the best value. And again, I always will say this, Nick, till the day I die, you and I are wrestling fans. We're not doing this. We're not sitting here counting millions of dollars in a back room somewhere like other convention. And I shouldn't say millions, but hundreds of dollars in a back room somewhere. We don't do that. We are active. We are out and about. You know, somebody once asked me, they said, so why do you do these? And I said, I do them for me. I run these shows for me because this is what I want to do. I love going to conventions, especially wrestling conventions, but I have so many issues sometimes the way that fans are treated. They're herded like cattle. They're talked down to. You won't get that. You are talking to two fans right here that are going to treat you the same way that we would treat each other. So encourage you, go over to Eventbrite, get your VIP ticket, and hey, you'll be all set. You'll be all ready to go for April the 20th. We are only about 2 weeks away. And Nick, I got to tell you, as we look every day, we announced more talent this week. The talent at this stage, too, I don't think when we started this that I would have predicted the size of this show would be as big as it is.
Well, not at all. And one thing we did leave off, our good friend Itzhak, she did confirm that there is still rooms available on both Friday and Saturday night at the venue for the group rate. So Barry and myself will both post the link again in the next couple days. Very limited. We're talking five or six rooms on Friday, maybe even less than that available on Saturday. But to anyone that's listening that was maybe a little deterred by not being able to get a room at the group rate, because it's only a $300 plus room on Friday or Saturday night. and you're able to get the room for only $169 plus tax. And then you're going to be with your buddies. You're going to see the talent walking around the hotel. So if you could stay at Rosen Center, we advise everyone to stay at Rosen Center. But like Barry said, this lineup, every week we're adding more names. In addition to all the amazing talent on the Super Ticket that we already named, we have Matt Riddle. Matt Riddle, our buddy at Premier Signatures, is bringing in Matt Riddle. Captain's Corner, myself and my partner, we're going to be bringing Larry Zbysko. Kimberly Page will be there. Stan Hansen, who might be making one of, if not his last public signing appearance.
Yes.
Possibly ever. So maybe we shouldn't have buried the lead there. Anyone that's ever wanted to meet Stan Hansen, a true Hall of Famer in this country, beyond Hall of Famer in Japan. He's a borderline saint over in Japan, you know, for what he did, possibly the most accomplished or most talented gaijin in the history of Japanese pro wrestling. He's going to be at Rosen Center on April 20th. We're going to have an AWA World Heavyweight Champion photo op with Stan Hansen and Larry Zbysko. Our friend Reggie Harp's going to be bringing the AWA World title. Tony Garea is going to be taking pictures with Larry Zbysko. Tony Garea is also one of the amazing vendor guests. Kimberly Page is going to be there, who I think I said. We're talking Ivelisse. So many top names. Devon Dudley, one half of the legendary Dudley Boys. So many top names are going to be there. That Bobby Fulton, who will also be participating in the Heroes of the Sportatorium panel. So many top names that we can kind of take time, if we had time, to talk about all these names. We're at close to 24 guests. They're going to be with us at the Rosen Center on April 20th.
You know, Nick, I am so excited, too, that we have got our special guest. We've been trying to get her for the show. She's had some stuff going on, but we were able to get her in today, and she's giving us a few minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome to the Glory Days Grapple Concast, Mad Maxine. Max, how are you?
I'm great. How about you?
Well, I am aces, as I like to say. I am doing, and we're so excited too. We are only a little over 2 weeks away from our big event. And I got to say, I think Nick, am I wrong, or was she the first person that we signed up for this event?
If not the first, in the top three for sure. Absolutely.
Oh, come on. I remember we
talked,
right?
No, it's true. We talked about it. We were like, you know what? You know, Max has only done one other appearance, which was at a CWF Legends Fan Fest, our first event back in 2017. So
that was a long time ago, but I had a great time at that event. I really enjoyed meeting the people who remembered me in the ring. Honest to goodness, I was only training and wrestling for less than 2 years, and the fact that people actually remembered me made my heart warm, and all my cockles were warmed.
Well, there you go. I think your cockles will be even warmer this time. Yes. Because we're in, and I told you this off air, we are in a larger hotel. It is the Rosen Center on I Drive. It is I'm going to say it's maybe 15 to 20 stories. It is a luxury hotel. We have got two rooms, and it is just so excited. And so we're going to have a couple hundred people that are going to be very excited to meet you.
I got a life-size cutout made of myself so that fans can pose with what I looked like back in 1984, 85. And, you know, if you want to include me in the shot, you know, I work out, I try to stay fit, etc. But, you know, I don't look like I did in my 20s, but who cares? I'm still living life and having a great time.
You are too. And you don't look so vastly. Yes, the mohawk is no longer there.
Yeah, the mohawk. I couldn't get a straight job with that mohawk. Honest to goodness. People look at you with a mohawk and they think, not reliable.
Yes, exactly, which doesn't make any sense either. But
hold on for a quick sec. I want to just add in there real quick. You know, when I had a mohawk, I used to wear a button that said it's only a haircut. People wouldn't scared of me, and was like, dude, it's only a haircut.
We may have to bring those back for the Glory Days in a couple of weeks. See if we can pick some of those buttons up and have them at the table.
Okay, so here's the other thing that I'm hoping to do, and I'm really planning on doing, is I want to bring mohawks so that the fans can wear a mohawk standing next to the life-size cutout and me. And who knows, maybe I'll wear a mohawk. But I think everybody should be wearing mohawks, my gosh. Come on, it's the best hairstyle around.
It's a great idea as well, and it will set us apart from anybody else. So we're encouraging everybody who's listening right now, get your photo taken with Mad Maxine, and she will have mohawks. And that's actually a pretty cool deal. So you would have the real Maxine on one side. You've got the cardboard cutout on another side. And then the fan actually has a mohawk. That might be the greatest picture opportunity of all time, Max.
Right. Hey, Ray, I think you might need a mohawk, darling.
You know what? If I could grow any hair, I would absolutely do a mohawk at this
point. Well, see, the kind that I have, you just put on your head and you don't really have to grow it. It's okay.
I can do that. I can do that. But my son is going to join me. I'm very excited that my son is going to be there making his debut at one of my fan fests. And he's got enough hair for about 20 people. So I am going to see if we can get a real mohawk going with him.
Let's get a picture together with you and your son all wearing mohawks. My gosh, we've got to do it.
I love it.
That has to happen on the 20th. Now, Max, I know once we announced you, we got a very, very positive reaction. A lot of people are excited to come to Rosa Center in Orlando to see you on April 20th. I know that you've had a book that's recently come out. A bunch of people want to know if you would bring copies. Hopefully the answer is yes, but can you maybe talk a little bit about the book that you hopefully have with you on April 20th?
Oh, heck yeah. I'm going to bring a pile of books, and I'll personally sign them for anybody who wants one. And also got some great photos. I did a photo shoot with a newspaper up in Philadelphia, the Philadelphia Inquirer, and they took some gorgeous shots that have never been, rarely been seen, I should say. So I'm definitely going to bring those. So I'm hoping to have a nice package of a photo shoot, some 8x10s and signed book, and hopefully we can get some excitement going. And more than that, I mean, it's great to sell merch, but I'm really just love talking to fans, people who remember all the wonderful wrestlers that were there in the 80s. My gosh, there were so many great wrestlers. I was lucky enough to be down in Florida with at the Sportatorium with Gordon Solie and the Wyndhams. And I had a fantastic partner who was also the booker down there, Chief Wahoo McDaniel. I mean, and the biggest thing I would say was that in Orlando is particularly special for me because that was where I had my very biggest match with Percy Pringle. It was just epic. And I could not believe how many thousands of people came out, and we were the headline act. And my God, when I picked up Percy, you all might know him as, tell me some of his other names, Barry.
Paul Bearer. Yeah. Paul Bearer, probably.
Paul Bearer with The Undertaker, right?
Yep.
And, I mean, I'm sure he had a lot. And, he was actually, I think his profession, aside from being a manager, he was a funeral director, as I recall. Isn't that interesting?
What a unique occupation that was.
I know. And, the guy I never met anybody, since then who could talk like he talked. He was the best talker in the biz, as far as I was concerned. He would just take something and rip on it, and then he'd pull some kind of crazy face. I mean, I like a rubber face. So he would just go to town and Coco Samoa, my partner in wrestling, and I drove up in his big fat van eating kimchi on the way to, so he could breathe into the faces of our opponents, all garlic, all cabbage, really disgusting, delicious to eat on the other hand. But anyway, lines out the door, out the freaking door. And, It was a really peak experience for me. And, then, of course, Percy brought in his sister, Peggy Lee Pringle. And, as some people know her as Peggy Lee Leather, but she was epic. I mean, she was the biggest heel I ever encountered. And I actually got to know her at the camp in Columbia, South Carolina, run by the fabulous Moolah, of course.
Yeah, that's exciting too. And Yeah, and that I wanted to ask. So, what was it like training at Mula's camp back in the day? And I it's funny. I drove through Columbia, South Carolina, I guess a couple of years ago. And the first thing when I hear of Columbia, South Carolina, I think of Fabulous Mula and all that took place there. But I believe that's burned down since, if I'm correct.
Oh man, it was terrible. I periodically had been going, to touch base. It's an old home, of mine. And the last time I went with my partner, my husband, Steve, and everything was intact. We took a bunch of pictures, and I was really lucky because there's this wonderful filmmaker, Katie Kroll, K-R-O-L-L, who's also a wrestler. And she is she's putting together a documentary on Luna Vachon, who I knew as Angèle, but was also known as Gertrude. Anyway, related to the adopted daughter of the Vachon family in Canada. And so they borrowed some of the, just the iPhone video that I took way back when for the movie that's coming out. It's a documentary. And, I'm being very premature in letting people know about it because it's not, they're going to enter it into a bunch of film festivals. But they really, they talked to, was it Butcher who just passed away recently?
Butcher Vachon, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So they talked to Butcher. He was still doing pretty well at that point. It was a couple, maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago. So, I mean, it's footage that nobody else will ever have. And to tell her story, because she was a remarkable person and really my first friend at the at Camp Mula. And my gosh, you really needed a friend when you were there. I didn't know anybody. I didn't know up from down. I didn't know my ass from a hole in the ground. It was just, I'd never done any kind of acrobatics. I'm 6'2", and I just really was struggling. And Angèle, as I knew her back then, later she became Luna, came up and introduced herself. And she was just the kindest, sweetest. She really became a good friend, and we went on to have big adventures after we left Camp Mula. We kind of got fed up with it after a whole variety of shenanigans, which I am happy to talk about in the Q&A, but I am not going to talk about here. And you all know I have an opinion, so I'm gonna keep that under wraps right now. But there were some great wrestlers, Velvet McIntyre. Leilani Kai lived right next. I lived right next door to Leilani Kai, if you can believe that. And she is still, rocking it down in the Tampa St. Pete area and training a bunch of young women who are, really coming up and doing great stuff. Also in touch with Susan Green, in Columbia, and she has had a phenomenal career and trains people. And I really pale in comparison to virtually all the women who were at Camp Mula. For me, it was like I was just in awe, and the fact that they did it, they did their thing for not the 2 years that I did it, for 20 years. Not to mention Vicki Otis, by the way. She lives in Oklahoma now, and everyone was concerned about the tornadoes that went through there a couple days ago, but she's fine, thank goodness, and is making these beautiful necklaces that seem to be flying off the shelf. She hand makes those things. They're gorgeous. Anyway, so where was I? What was I talking about?
You were talking about Luna.
Okay, Luna. Like I say, she was my first pal. One of the things in the book that I wrote called The Chronicles of Mad Maxine. Now, some of it, there's a little bit of it that's, more than a little bit of it that's true to life. And one of those things was one time me, Peggy, and Luna. Luna went down to a bar called Group Therapy in the middle of Columbia at the Five Points area, if you know Columbia at all. And it's just this old kind of hole in the wall kind of, it was super cool. It had all these, photographs of famous people who'd visited group therapy. Now, if you need a bar that's called Group Therapy, you probably need a drink. So anyway, we were there sitting at the bar, and, we'd been just learning about how to do cat fights, and cat fights are super fun. I mean, I can't even think of something, you know, if you have enough space in your house, you know, push the furniture up to the walls, you know, you really just kind of grab onto each other and then kind of, you just kind of do this roll to the side and it looks amazing and it's super fun to do. And so I think it was Luna, maybe it was Peggy, maybe it was me, I can't remember, but one of us said, you know, we should have a cat fight in this bar. And I was like, oh, maybe, I don't know about that. And before I could even, put two words together, we were in the middle of a cat fight in the bar, you know, with all these like college kids, because it's, you know, University of South Carolina is located in Columbia. And, you know, all these frat boys and, you know, sorority girls were like gawping at us. And, you know, but we didn't care. We were just on the floor. You know, back then you could smoke in bars, so there were cigarette butts all over the floor. That was disgusting. And so there's a whole piece about the bar scene in the Chronicles of Mad Max scene, which I'm happy to sign for just about anybody who would like one. And I mean, that is just, you know, the tip of the iceberg. There was just a lot of, you know, your 20s are your crazy time, right? I don't know about y'all, but the 20s were the crazy time when I tried a bunch of different things and really made the most of life. Barry, what was the craziest thing you ever did in your 20s?
Oh, yeah, Barry. What was it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sure, I'm going to say that on air. I mean, the craziest thing I ever did, and I'll say crazy but stupid, because I look back at it. So a friend and we went to an adult entertainment club one night.
Uh-huh.
And any story that starts off with, we went to an adult entertainment, you know, it's going to end in a certain way. We were heavily under the influence.
Uh-huh.
And we decided to go to the roof of the building where I lived, which was 22 stories.
Oh.
And we both were standing on the edge looking down.
I know, and you do stuff like that in your 20s. I mean, when else can you
go? Well, yeah.
You live to tell the tale, Barry. That's the thing.
I did, but I got to say, it's, you know, and now I have two kids and they're both in their 20s. And I'm, you know, I'm the complete opposite at being a parent. So I'm always trying to, of course, right, do the right thing and don't do stupid. And I'm sure that they're doing stuff. But yeah, that to me was maybe the dumbest and craziest thing I ever did. Nick, what about you? I know you've got some stories there.
Yeah, I want to hear from Nick.
Well, actually, you know, it's funny you brought up the roof. I had a similar story in my late 20s, too, when my buddy and I were drinking in Atlantic City and we wound up wandering and we wandered onto like a staff only floor and it led to a fire escape and we climbed up the fire escape. And next thing we know, we're damn near at the top of the Atlantic City boardwalk, just looking down over everything.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was I completely forgot about that until you mentioned that, Barry. But yeah, that was one of those where we were very careful, but probably not as careful as we think by even being there in the first place. And that's the first time I've actually thought of that story in a while. So thank you, guys.
Yeah.
A trip down memory lane.
Wait. We got to get Ray. Come on, Ray.
Ray?
Let's hear it, Rick.
Sure. It involved a lot of cocktails. We were at a campsite. There was a rodeo there. They had intermission. And if you were a patron, you could just sign your life away and you got to go in the rink with a bull. Last person standing in their circle won a whole $100.
How much?
$100.
Uh-huh. And, so you risk your $100. That sounds normal to me
Again, I go back to the inebriation. Also, as silly as this sounds, I'd never seen a bull up close and personal. But it changes because the clown asks me, the rodeo clown says, where do you want to stand? I said, I don't give a blank. I ain't afraid of no bull. So he puts me in the circle right in front of the bull's gate. When it comes out, I see this thing taller than me with horns 3 feet long. And it literally whacked me, threw me about 20 feet up in the air. I did a nice flip, and then I got up, and it hit me again. It hit me a second time. I literally, it was like a cartoon spot. I think I left the ground about 2-3 feet, and then I got knocked back about 20 feet, and then it trampled me.
Wait, what happened?
It trampled me after it hit me twice. So.
Oh, my God. How badly injured were you? That sounds terrible.
Well, I got right up. I didn't feel anything. And I tried to climb out of the the rink, and the clown stopped me. He goes, "I got to shake your hand. I've never seen anybody get up from something like that in my life."
It's unbelievable. I mean, I do believe it because, you know, you're saying it, but that is really incredible.
Well, the end of the story was I went back to the campsite. I slept and I woke up the next day and I couldn't move from head to toe. It took me about 15 minutes to even get up. And then I felt it for like 2 weeks.
Oh my God. Well, and it's just an incredible story. Wow. I'm so glad we asked you.
Yeah.
You're the guy in the corner over there.
Yeah. Well, the guy in the corner is actually going to be with us in Orlando as well. Ray is coming to Ray, is your first trip ever to the state of Florida?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
We won't have any bulls there.
No bulls. Yes. No bulls. Well, there'll be some bullshit, but no bulls.
There you go.
Well, thank you all for having me. I really appreciate getting a chance to hang out with you guys. It's really fun and really, really excited about April 20th and can't wait to meet everybody in person and say hello to people who remember me, which is still perplexing. But
and you anyway. Know what, Max, we're going to have a couple of your old buddies, Jack Victory and Sheep Herder Luke are going to be there too. So I know
we'll see how that should be interesting.
Well, Max, thank you so much for joining us today. Yes. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. Remember, everybody, you can get your tickets. Glory Days GrappleCon taking Woo-hoo! Place April the 20th on International Drive at the Rosen Center Hotel in Orlando. Visit us at Eventbrite and make sure you're there so you can go up and introduce yourself to Mad Maxine.
For sure. It's big time, big time. Take care, guys. Bye.
Take care, Max.
Thank you, Max.
Hey, guys. You're invited to join us April 20th, Orlando, Florida, at the fabulous Rosen Center Hotel for Barry Rose and Captain Nick Massey's Glory Days GrappleCon. Tickets available right now at eventbrite.com. It's a full day of events, meet and greet with dozens of your favorite wrestling superstars, both past and present. It all kicks off 10:30 in the morning. Ron Simmons, a special one-hour Q&A session.
Damn!
Then from there, meet and greet all of the great superstars in attendance. Get your pictures, get your autographs, and spend some time. Have some conversations. Make a memory. Before we head off to the Legends of World Class reunion panel, hosted by former announcer Mark Lawrence. Just some of the names on the panel include Brian Adias, Al Perez, the one-man gang Missy Hyatt, and Jack Victory. They're going to go back in time and discuss their time in the world-class territory. Then from there, late in the evening, it's a shot of Jack with Jack Victory. So come on in, stop by, have a good time, have some drinks, and most assuredly, have quite a few laughs as well. Again, mark your calendars, April 20th, Orlando, Florida, the Rosen Center Hotel. It's the Glory Days GrappleCon. Get your tickets today over at eventbrite.com.
Nick, wasn't Maxine just an exciting guest for the Glory Days Grapple Concast?
If I wasn't excited to meet Maxine on April 20th at the Rosen Center, I'm even more excited now. Her energy is, you know, contagious, and I'm sure you guys will feel that in the room at the Rosen Center April 20th. She was almost like the host of the interview herself, you know, but she had all the great answers, a great energy, and I can't wait to meet her on April 20th.
I love that you bring that up too, and I gotta say, I think we've all been to shows, whether it's wrestling, and I tend to go to like a lot of the horror movie conventions and monster cons and things like that. But there's nothing worse than if you meet somebody who's got low energy or disinterested, and you can pick it up immediately, and you will not find this at our show. And that was one of the things you said to me when you were in Lutz last time, was you love the energy in the room. And that's a lot of that is my insanity. I think partly I ran restaurants for so many years, and I retired from that business, I guess about 13, 14 years ago, but this gives me a chance to be, you know, restaurant manager for a day where I run around the room and my hands are in everything and I'm having the best time. But what happens is there's an energy and a vibe in the room. And when you get guests like Maxine, you know, that energy is only going to go up. So I am so excited. But on my ride back today, Nick, as I was driving back from the Rosen Center, I thought of something, and it was a question I wanted to ask you, and I was trying to think of this answer. What was your first experience going to a wrestling themed convention or fan fest?
Ooh, so that's a good one. My first, I grew up and I was a big fan of wrestling. I actually went to sports conventions before the wrestling conventions. I did meet King Kong Bundy and Tito Santana at some of the sports conventions that would come to the Westchester area when I was a kid growing up. But my first actual wrestling themed convention, I want to say, was probably Legends of the Ring in New Jersey, 2006, 2007 now, which, you know, is dating me. I would have been closer to 21 there than even 25. So, I remember the experience, and I met a bunch of guys at the Legends of the Ring convention over the years, you know, Michael Hayes, Kevin Von Erich, Ric Flair. We would go once a year, a group of my buddies and I, and, you know, I wouldn't trade those memories for the world. And, you know, I'm always looking forward to make new memories every time I'm working a convention, I'm running a convention. So I know there's going to be some new memories made April 20th. But what about you, Barry? What's the first convention you went?
I was trying to think about it. And I think the first convention I ever went to, I think, was a Monster Con. But I think the first wrestling show, first wrestling fan fest deal that I ever truly went to might have been Legends of the Ring in New Jersey as well.
Wow.
And,
okay.
I mean, that's coincidental because I can't think of anything before that. And I went and it was like a 3 or 4 day notice. My good friend Pete Lederberg, who will be in Orlando on April the 20th, called me and said, "Hey, I'm going to be in New Jersey at this fan fest. I have a table. Do you want to come? I'll get you in for free. You can work the table. And your favorite wrestler of all time, Billy Robinson, is making an appearance."
Wow.
So it took me a nanosecond to get the word yes out of my mouth.
Sure.
And I took that day off of work and I went, and I got to say it was maybe one of the most emotional experiences of my life. I ran, and I don't, you know, I ran Billy Robinson's fan club from 1976 to 1979, just to give you an idea. And he to this day was my absolute favorite wrestler. I had not seen him in 30 plus years. And when I saw him, he didn't recognize me. And I said, "Billy, this is Barry from Miami." And he goes, "What happened to your hair?" And, you know, I did. I lost my hair. But at the same time, that event had such an impact on me that I think I went to the next 3 or 4 Legends conventions. And then it was game on. I've been to conventions all across the country. I've been to your conventions in the Northeast, and I've been to several others, and I just have the best time in doing it. So, and with that, too, this kind of goes along with what I was saying earlier, Nick, where, you know, you'll go to a convention and you'll go, "Yeah, that didn't quite work for me. Like, that is, you know, that isn't the way I would have done it," which I tend to be overly critical about that. But with that, that almost guarantees that you are going to be treated well at our show on April the 20th. Would you agree with that, Nick?
Oh, absolutely. I think that the more conventions you go to, the more you're able to like really appreciate the intimate meetings with the wrestlers. And that's going to sound a little different, but you know, we've all been this weekend. I'll be involved in WrestleCon, and there's going to be thousands and thousands and thousands of people there. And, you know, that's an amazing experience as well. But, you know, it's maybe not the experience for some as it is for others. There's a lot of people that prefer the more intimate experiences when you're in a smaller group, when you're able to spend a few extra minutes with that favorite guest. And then you're able to kind of incorporate events such as the Q&A, such as doing a shot with Jack Victory into the whole days worth of events. And I think that's what everyone's gonna feel and see on April 20th. That it's not just about necessarily getting that autograph, although autographs will be available. It's not necessarily just taking that picture, although you'll be able to take plenty of pictures. It's kind of creating the memory. And based on everything you've told me about Rosen Center, there's going to be lots of bars and restaurants in Rosen Center. They're going to be the home to many a memory on April 19th, 20th, 21st, so on and so forth. So I'm looking forward to the venue just as much as, you know, the convention itself.
Yeah, absolutely. Too. And you bring up such a great point, too, in that, you know, I know that I've said this during the other Glory Days GrappleCon podcast that we've done, other episodes, but we encourage you to have that compelling conversation with your idols, with your legend. And, you know, there are so many other shows that are out there where it literally, you know, you wait in line, you get your photo and an autograph, and you're basically done. You know, you don't have time to ask questions because there's 100 people standing directly behind you. We limit ticket sales to a finite amount. And we do that so that you can ask these questions of the legends. You can have a compelling conversation with them. That is what I think separates us from what everybody else is doing. But Nick, before we start to wrap up this episode, I know we've got one more episode that we've got to record. What's coming next week?
Well, we're going to have a unique show in that we're going to have some friends of Barry, some friends of myself, kind of on to talk about, you know, maybe their experiences they've had in Lutz, or, you know, maybe some convention experiences in general. And it's going to be kind of a continuation of, I know, a big Zoom call that's going to happen over the weekend, to where we're just going to kind of have like a back and forth and, you know, talk about what we're excited for at Rosen Center. And we're going to be reaching out to a handful of people over the next few days to kind of join us on the Glory Days Grapple Concast, the next episode, which is episode 6.
Wow. I like 6. 6 is great.
Who doesn't love 6? Well,
with that note, yes, exactly. We encourage you once again, Glory Days GrappleCon, the first ever Glory Days GrappleCon. And look, in 20 years, when there's been, you know, 40 of these events, hopefully, right? Fingers crossed, you can be there and you can say, I was at the first one. All you have to do, go to Eventbrite, purchase your ticket. You want to get that VIP ticket because that is the overall the best value by far. April the 20th, we're about a little over 2 weeks away. Make sure that you're there. Nick, until we see everybody next time, this is Barry Rose signing off for the Captain Nick Massey and producer extraordinaire Ray Russell. We'll see you next week, everybody.
Cheers to the working man.